here at Tufts University in the 50-degree state of Medford, Boston.
Mexico.
I'm waiting. I'm looking at you, Christ, yes. Because you can change the weather, you know, because we wouldn't like
Would
a rainy weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? No, you need the rain. I want my grass green. I'm too cheap to pay my water bill for the sprinkler.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you shouldn't have to pay, Christ. You should pay in fish. Pay forward.
Yeah, I tried that.
Why don't you part the Wakefield Lake and give everybody...
Well, one of the things is that the
Wakefield catfish.
Water Department does not take barter as an... No. I tried it.
Okay.
They don't take the barter system as means of payment.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Good thing we both do.
Oh, we're barterers. We're old school barterers from way back.
We absolutely are. Come on. That's how we were brought up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Living on the islands, you know, waiting for the ship to come in. Just barter.
I will give you 3 shark's tooths for that coconuts.
2 coconuts and a banana for your donkey. Do you get it? 2 coconuts and a banana?
Yeah, okay. You got it.
Never mind.
Yeah, donkey meaning ass.
All
I get
right,
it.
I'm being fresh. All right, it is the 3 o'clock hour, and it is the time that I like to do my speciality, the threesome at 3. So all you kids that are at home, you know, I know a lot of them are moving out from the Tufts University, but...
Evicted, what's the difference?
If you have, you know, 3 people, you know, helping you move, you know, there's nothing wrong with this.
Yes.
Is to have a threesome at 3. And I am going to pick this week's threesome with the Rolling Stones for my brother,
yeah,
DJ Christ, because, you know, I think I can get away with it with him. So we are going to do the threesome at 3 with the Rolling Stones. So you boys and girls, enjoy. We'll be back with some silly news, correct?
Yes.
Carla's Corner, yes. Eventually. And I have a special treat for Carla. Well, last week...
She's running out of the room.
No. We did something when it was just her and I. And
yes, I heard.
By the way, did you start your show with that song? Or did you at least play it?
Of course.
During the night?
Of course.
Wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
That was something that you won't hear on the Giddy Up as usual, but... I think I'm going to do it every week for her.
Go ahead.
You know, nice. Get a little dance music in here. You know, why not? You know, at least one song.
Yeah, sure.
Not that I need it, because I kind of dance a little bit every...
You dance to the PSAs, for Christ's sake.
I do, you're right. I dance to the toilet flushing. All right, kids. We're going to do the Rolling Stones for my best friend, Christ. I'm sorry. My best friend is Christ. Yep. And we'll be back with some silly news. Not that you haven't heard enough silliness. Take us out, DJ Christ.
You are listening to the El Giddy Uppo on 91.5 WMFO in lovely Medford, Massachusetts.
That's right. We'll be back in 3.
Go turn a D. deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
WMFO Medford. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Bueno, El Rolling of Stones.
Yes.
Welcome back, boys and girls. 3:18 in the afternoon.
Sympathy al Diablo.
That was
El Diablo.
Yes, El Diablo. A sympathy. I don't know.
Sympicato El Diablo.
Is there sympathy for the devil? I think not.
Oh my God.
Welcome back, kids. Yeah, we're being silly here. 3:18 in the afternoon. Is it time for some silly news? Or some, we gotta silly, do the,
some silly news with Carla, but I every time I look at you, you have a mustache. I put my head down, you have no mustache. Mustache, no mustache.
Hat, yes. No hat.
I know. Well, I'm naked from the waist down.
Oh, my God.
So, you know. But there's a gherkin. All right. With that being said,
yes, well,
let's get some silly news going with Miss Kalida.
Oh my. Okay, we have a woman who was arrested for a xylophone rage attack.
Xylophone rage.
Ooh. I've had some xylophone rage.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, when I was a child. The Fisher Price xylophone drove me nuts. I threw it off my sister's head.
Were you arrested?
No, she's dead. It was a xylophone accident.
All right. So, for the first time ever, a defendant has been charged in connection with a xylophone rage incident. According to investigators, Floridian April Encarcinone.
Encarcinone.
Should be incarcerated.
Is he incarcerated?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. Let him go over the wall. Back to the homeland.
All right.
Sounds like a pirate
there. Where you can throw his xylophones off at everybody's head.
Are you done?
No.
Listen, lady, I don't know where they do where you are from, but we respect the xylophone here in the United States.
That's right.
She's from Florida.
You got the green key, you got the blue, the yellow, the orange, the red, and the white.
Oh, boy. Alrighty then. So, according to investigators, April Encarnacion, 43... was called earlier this month on a domestic battery charge after police responded to a residence in Fort Walton Beach.
Name like Encarnacion, I thought it'd be imported violence.
Encarnacion, cops say, was in the kitchen with the male victim who was playing a xylophone around 9:20 p.m.
I always play the xylophone when I make dinner.
Encarnacion, apparently not enjoying the Friday evening musical performance, asked him to stop, according to a court filing.
I play the harp when I make dessert.
When the man refused, she dumped a pot of cold cooking grease on him. An officer who responded to a 911 call noted that the victim had wet spots on his shirt and shorts, and that there was a puddle of liquid on the ground where he was sitting near the xylophone. During police questioning, Encarnacion, who was jailed in lieu of $3,000 bond, reportedly confessed to the April 14th attack.
I did it. I did it. And I do it again.
Charged with misdemeanor battery. She's supposed to be in court on May 2nd.
No batteries needed for the xylophone.
No, you just hit real hard.
And April 14th is the Independence Day of the xylophone.
All right. A side note, the arrest report does not reveal whether the xylophone was a Fisher-Price variety or more like an instrument that's more, I don't know.
Yes, your traditional xylophone.
Traditional.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So if we have any xylophone enthusiasts out there, please be careful.
And then we've got this very weird story. There was a sausage chat prompted in an eatery battery. A cook did not believe that the girlfriend was talking pork. Sometimes a conversation about sausage is just a conversation about sausage. Esteban Farah, Nancy Miranda.
Hey, Esteban, all right.
And Eddie Maldonado.
Oh, all right.
They work together at Carrabba's Italian Grill.
That's right, he's from Chelsea.
Like Olive Garden, Carrabba's serves what passes for Italian food in places like St. Augustine, Florida. Para 26 and Miranda 28 told cops that they were talking in the restaurant early Wednesday evening, talking about sausage, when Maldonado walked in on the conversation. The 28-year-old prep cook did not think the duo was talking about a sausage.
I think this was a Three's Company episode.
Jeez.
Remember that when Mr. Furley came upstairs? Kids, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and he had the xylophone.
Parra told police that Maldonado accused him of having a sexual conversation with his girlfriend and started yelling at him. Maldonado, Parra added, had a jealousy issue with him in the past. The men, accompanied by Carrabba's manager, then went outside to further discuss the matter.
They had a sausage party outside.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Parra attempted to respond, but was continually interrupted. When he turned to walk away...
Now you know how he feels.
Right? Maldonado ran up from behind and began strangling him.
Wait a minute, so they had a sausage party?
No, they were talking about sausage, and this crazy cook came out of the kitchen and apparently thought they were talking about something else.
Oh.
So they took it outside to continue the conversation. And that I ought to do it. There was some strangling going on.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure you are. Maldonado was subsequently arrested for battery, which was upgraded to a felony charge. Since his rap sheet includes prior arrest for aggravated battery on a pregnant woman. It's a great guy.
No kidding.
Sentenced to probation and ordered to attend anger management classes. All right. Well, that is it for today's silly news.
Well, thank you, Carla DJ.
Yeah.
DJ Carla D. Barreto.
Thanks, Polly B.
Well, I have at least one name. 3:25 in the afternoon, and I'm going to play a song. Yes. Christ?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to play
a song. You're the gourmet around here, Ed.
And and we'll be back with the wheel of, fun.
Yes.
Fun music. It's 82. No, that's the year.
I was hoping it was the temperature.
I was hoping it was.
Actually, it's 82 in here. Isn't it warm in here?
It's really warm in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to stop dancing. All right. Well, there's nothing you can do. Look. Take us out, Chris.
You are listening to the very special Giddy Up edition for the Cinco de Mayo on 91.5 WMFO, Juarez, Mexico.
Be right back, kids. to Seinfeld in the background. Anyways, that goes out to, of course, our favorite listener, Aaliyah Hall.
Yes.
We love you. We love you, girl. Anyways, 3:29 in the afternoon, almost 3:30, and we are going to do the wheel, sir?
I think we are.
Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. The Wheel of Music from 1982.
Oh.
Take it away, DJ Christ.
Take us back.
Heard earlier today in the threesome, it is the Rolling Stones with Hang Fire from the album Tattoo You. Coming up next, I'm sure you all remember this song. Please feel free to sing along with The Human League.
Great.
Don't
great
You
song.
Want Me.
Great song.
Yep. This is, Pauly sings this to me all the time.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
The part about I was working at a waitress at a cocktail
bar. I stand
bar.
Outside yeah. his bedroom window and I throw little pebbles and then sing it.
Actually, it's Fruity Pebbles.
It is Fruity Pebbles,
sometimes
actually.
Chocolate. Depends what do you have?
I'm a little fruity.
Coming up next is the Mighty Van Halen. With Oh Pretty Woman, the cover of the Roy Orbison song. Who, after meeting Pauly and I, Roy Orbison died. True story.
No. That is a true story.
It
is kind of awful. I was probably the last one to speak to him. I probably was. Yeah.
And at number 18, I think maybe my favorite song of her solo, Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks from the album Belladonna.
How do you not love Stevie Nicks?
Yeah. Don't look at me with my Lindsey Buckingham over here.
I had a full-fledged poster of her on my bedroom door on the inside. Yeah. When I was going through puberty, now you know what I mean.
At number 17, there's no clip for this one. I don't remember this song. It's called Going Down by Greg Guidry. At number 16.
Come on, that was your ex-roommate.
We know who this is. It's the redheaded stranger himself, Willie Nelson, with Always On My Mind. No clip for this one. At number 15 is The Other Woman by Ray Parker Jr. The Beatles movie medley at number 14. At number 13, it's Robert Cool Bell and his gang with Get Down On It.
Get Down On It. Get Down On It.
You gotta feel it.
If you've got a nickname cool, how cool can you be? Seriously.
Right.
Robert Cool
Bell. No, that's cool with a K, man.
It's cooler. Maybe because you smoke
even more cool.
You think that's it? You smoke cools?
Maybe
that's why they called him that. Hey, we just decoded why they called him Robert Cool Bell.
That's racist, Chris.
No! The whole cigarette industry targeting inner cities is racist. Let's not forget that. Key Largo by Bernie Higgins. I never met a man named Bernie before. And at number 11, we have Daryl Hall and his mustache friend, John Oates. Did It in a Minute from Private Eyes.
He's like a junior Frankie and Bergamo.
Actually,
with that mustache.
Actually, I don't know if you know this, but
he's a Bergamo in training.
Did you know every once in a while when John Oates couldn't make a gig, they'd have Frankie out there?
Yeah.
He's the mustache.
Well, he'd be like the warm-up guy.
Yeah. He would actually sound check for him.
Right.
So, you know, because the mustache, you know, what was the...
Yeah. No one would know. They were both the same height.
And Charlene at number 10 with I've Never Been to Me. Does anybody remember this bag of crap?
Nope. I've never been wanting to listen to that song.
I dated a girl. That was her favorite song around this time.
Wow, I feel for you, man.
With her anymore.
Yeah.
You actually had to listen to this more than a clip or once?
Oh, it gets even worse. She would write the lyrics out for me so I'd make sure I knew them. It was her favorite song.
Oh, my God.
So I...
It's a little cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
A little?
Yeah.
That's full-on Munster.
Cheese ball.
Oh, that's Munster Gouda.
That's from Munda.
That is...
That's complete from Munda.
Number 9, 65 Love Affair by Paul Davis. We had a few hits in the late 70s, early 80s. Number 8, unfortunately no slip for this one. It's Tommy Two Tone with...
Yes.
6675309. At number 7, I think the first time we heard this band, Huey Lewis and his friends, The News, with Do You Believe in Love?
Gotta love Huey Lewis.
This video is awesome.
I love Huey Lewis.
Nice little instrumental part here. Number 6, from their debut album, Beauty and the Beat. You know them collectively as
the Go-Go's.
I don't think I have to tell you the story because of the name of the song, because Paulie knows the story well because he's got the beat. If you've seen him dance,
that the beat.
Nobody's seen me dance.
Don't you differ?
Oh yeah, please. At number 5, no clicker unfortunately, is Rick Springfield with Don't Talk to Strangers.
Don't.
At number 4, unfortunately, we lost the namesake of this band, Jay Giles Band.
Yes, sir.
That's Caruso. And this is Freeze Frame from the same album. That album was a monster. Next at number 3, we have two humongous superstars getting together for a song that I don't think is worthy of either of their talents. There's a great version of this by Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo.
Oh, yeah? I bet I would like that one.
There's
better.
A better version of me and Christopher doing it.
Yes.
When I was in blackface, and we used to do it on karaoke events.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll come by your house and do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we switch off. Sometimes if it's a really nice summer and I can get a good bass going, I do the Stevie Wonder and he'll do the McCartney.
Yeah.
I can get a good bass. At number 2, Paulie knows all the words to this song.
Sure do.
It's the theme to Chariots of Fire by Vangelis.
What?
Sing it.
Okay.
All right. That's beautiful.
All right, so enough of this bag of crap. At number 1, I'm going to send it over to your host, your friend. You loved him as a child, you trust him as an adult, DJ Paul B.
Well, that was quite an introduction. Anyways, number 1, and one of my favorites, who I love rock and roll women, I got to tell you. I Pat Benatar, and especially this woman, Joan Jett, 1982, number 1 song. Of course, it speaks volumes to all of us here at the Giddy Up. So I'm going to play it through. We'll be right back, kids. 3:37 in the afternoon. Enjoy.
we'll be moving on and singing that same old song. Yeah, with me singing.
All right, you silly bastards over there. This next one goes out to my good friend, DJ Kala. And I did this last week because I like to mix it up a little bit, especially, you know, get your dance on. You know what I'm saying? The Giddy Up is a rock and roll show, but I like to mix it up, especially for our DJ Kala. And I don't know if she has a gig this week. Weekend, but it doesn't matter. I'm playing this for her.
Yes, Kala is going to be featured DJ at a Mexican bar mitzvah this week.
There you go. Yeah. And you know what that entails. All right, never mind. So I'm going to do this every week for Kala.
That's awesome.
Just so
Polly.
She gets a little, yeah. You know, a little taste, and, you know, maybe, you know, she gets a feel that I'm not just a complete rock and roll, you know, one dimensional kind of DJ. So.
Oh, you're 3D, all right.
All right, thank you. Anyways, this goes out to my good friend, DJ Kala.
Thanks, Polly.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby. About the groove.
Sing it.
One, two, three.
Groove is in the heart. And groove is in the giddy up, always. And that one goes out to my good friend, compadre, and partner in crime, DJ Khaled D.
Thank you. That was
You're
cool.
welcome, mama. And
I think you're starting to turn red.
Am I?
I think the... Yeah, I...
Am I getting a rash?
I think the glue's toxic.
The glue is toxic.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be seeing you here next week.
Well, I should stop sniffing it then.
We'll have the...
Polly's wearing a mustache purchased at maybe Party City.
Or is the mustache wearing me?
Oh, well...
Well, I'm no Frankie Ambergamo, so... I have to give him a sombrero, though. He could probably live in there.
Well, at least bathe.
What? Anyways, kids, welcome back to the sombrero. I mean, the giddy up.
The it's 49 sombrero.
Degrees in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. It is pouring out, right, Chris?
Yeah.
It is pretty much pouring out, and I think it's going to continue into tomorrow, which kind of stinks. So grab a loved one. I don't know, get some Mexican takeout, or actually just go to a Mexican bar.
Yeah, and if you have a sombrero like we have, you'll be dry.
And have a margarita,
yeah,
a Corona, and a shot of tequila. And I think you'll be... You won't even notice the rain.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
Exactly what I was thinking. And tomorrow, and Sunday, tomorrow's going to rain all day as well. This stinks. This weekend stinks. It only stinks if you don't have a loved one to snuggle up with. So.
Hey, the guy on Channel 7 said that's going to clear up
what the guy
around
is.
11 in the morning.
You know
should
what?
Hit almost 70.
You know what the guy on Channel 7 can do?
Kiss the other side of your arse.
And Sunday looks like it's going to kind of, you know, keep going into Sunday. So that's the weekend weather. But now is the time of our show that we like to do. I know. I like to go low when I get serious. It's Caller's Corner.
The baritone.
And where's your theme music for Caller's Corner?
Still working on it. Still working on it.
Yeah, you've been working on it for about 2 years.
Well, I need your vocals.
2 years.
I need your vocals.
He is a slacker.
So you have to come by and we have to do the vocals.
Slacker.
Slacker. All right. Procrastinator.
So maybe we should have Groovers in the Heart as Caller's music. Gonna mow the lawn.
I think
you missed
me
mowing the lawn.
No, I saw you mowing the lawn.
No, you didn't.
I saw you trimming the hedges and then fertilizing the sod.
Hey. I'm not a landscaper. I just mow the lawn.
I say we put DJ Christ on the spot and make you sing something for Carlos Corner.
Oh, sure. Well, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do all the instruments.
And what were you going to do?
Whatnot. I've been playing around with stuff.
All right. We'll just put on our regular Seinfeld music for now. And she can get away with it.
All right.
Take it away, DJ Kala.
All right. To my two goofball friends.
What? Oh, are they coming?
I hate to be on the other side of that insult.
All right, ready? What fad do you wish would come back? And which one would you like to be gone forever?
What fad? You know what? This is something I probably could have spit off the top of my head.
Right.
And, you know, just I tell you, know what I wish? If I would come back, I can tell you, I don't know if it's a fad, but can we get rid of those millennials?
Giddy up.
Taking up the joint.
You know what? I'm with Chris.
I agree, too.
I am absolutely with Chris on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know yes, what fad? Know what used to kill me?
That's the one that you would like to go away forever.
Were rappers, when they would come out and they would say, like, you know, like mid-90s, they'd come out and go, yo, it's 1996, y'all. Like, what? So you're supposed to be like, oh my God, it's 96? I had an appointment.
you're right.
I never understood that. I'm glad that one's gone.
All right. I agree with him.
Okay.
The one I would wish to come back is Underoos.
Underoos.
Yes, I love my Underoos. Yes. Come on. Who are you talking to?
Spider-Man, you never know.
No. Superman.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Hulk.
The Hulk.
Imagine the poor bastard kid who got Aquaman.
Wonder Woman.
I still have those.
Oh, well, really? Well, I know.
All right. If you could take only three items to a deserted island, what would they be?
Here we go.
Three items. Well, I wouldn't say water because there's going to be plenty of coconuts. And you're going to have coconut water, which is more hydrating.
Are you really... If you're really trying to...
Oh, I got one.
It's for fun.
I got one. A power station so I can have electricity.
There you go.
So I can have my iPhone and my iPad. And I can listen to the Giddy Up online.
Boom. Woo. Wow, that was a very, was very good answer. Yep. I must agree with Christopher.
And scotch.
It's scotch. Scotch.
Scotch. All right. How would you spend $1 billion if you had it?
Did you have your answer?
No, it's okay. It's kind of the same.
I thought he said he agreed with you, so I do agree with you.
Although, unlimited supply of beer would be one of mine.
Unlimited. Okay, so you get two more.
Your underoos?
No, I already answered that.
We didn't know how much.
Unlimited
you
supply
them.
Of beer. Unlimited supply of women.
Three things. Unlimited.
And, no, and I agree with Chris.
Yeah.
Yes. To be in touch with the world.
Nice.
And listen to the Giddy Up. Although we wouldn't be there, so it wouldn't be the same.
So if you were handed $1 billion tomorrow, what would you do with it?
Who's first?
I would buy something.
I can see smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah. I could answer that easily. I would buy some property, tear it down, and build Giddy Up World.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd tear down Disney World to build Giddy Up World.
Nice. I like that.
Imagine the Pauly B ride.
I would donate all of it to porn industry.
Nice.
Yes.
And mustaches.
That's what I would do.
And for everyone.
Fly the world in
young and old.
Honestly, I would probably donate 90% of it to and I know I'm getting stupid because it's supposed to be a silly survey, but I would donate it to all kinds of charities and especially cancer, and everything like that. I take 10%.
Well, you mean to fight
billion.
Cancer? You're not giving money to cancer. Here you go, cancer. Have your way with it.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, because he'd be out in the bar.
Yeah. Picking up 3 a.m. trash.
No, I'd probably build my own Giddy Up porn industry. Yeah.
Which would be part of Giddy Up World.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That'd be a wing.
A wing.
Yeah, a porn
chicken wing.
Wing.
Righty then. If you had to change your first name, what would you change it to?
Christopher.
So you could be DJ Christ?
Well, there's some great names out there, especially in the NBA and the NFL. One of my favorite names is DeLandon. I would be DeLandon. Or E-Landon.
You'd be D-Douchebag.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's your last question, you crazy peeps. If you could get away with a crime, would you? And if so, what would it be?
Is that would or could or have?
If you could.
Well, have. Yeah, many on a daily basis.
Yeah, if you could,
well,
would you?
The crime that I am getting away with daily is being too sexy.
Where's that song?
Wow.
Oh, what? Yeah. I don't know. Bank robbery. I would, yeah.
Sure.
Nice. Why not? Then I can get that $1 billion and build Giddy Up Land. Giddy Up World.
I'm kind of with Chris on this one. I'm
too sexy for my love. I'm too sexy for my love.
Oh. Well. All right. So,
I got off theme music. I'm too sexy for Carla's questions. For Carla's questions. Her questions. I'm too sexy for her questions. On the radio, I answer right. her questions on the radio.
Yeah, mine would be, what would I get away with? Rape and pillage.
God. All right, I'm shutting you off.
You know I'm kidding. It would be the same as Chris. I would love to, like, do a billion-dollar bank deal.
Yeah, there
and,
you go.
And nobody can find, well, whatever.
What would
and
you spend the money on?
I would spend the money on my friends and family and loved ones and...
Kind of goes back and, to on the Giddy Up
World.
Question.
Giddy Up World, yeah.
That's right. Okay. We have our own Giddy Up World.
All righty then. Well, that ends Carla's Corner.
Well, thank you, Carla. Wow, it's 3:56. You guys want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah.
We might
yeah.
as well.
Because our friends
we don't have
Groove
much time.
Robot are coming in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, as usual, I like to say is, you know, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. And remember, if you drink O too mucho, you're going to go to J-Lo on the Cinco de Mayo.
If you get into a fight-o.
Yes.
Yes. Miss Carla?
Going out with a good old stay safe. Enjoy your weekend, despite the rain. And giddy up.
And giddy up. That's right. I want to say we're going to take a 166-hour break because we need it. And we're going to maybe even a 167-hour break after tonight. But anyways, I want to thank you all for listening in. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We love you guys, and we appreciate you guys. I want to say we're sorry for Juan Valdez. He's in the green room. We didn't have enough time to have him on the show today. We ran out of time. I apologize. So, boys and girls, stay Boston strong and always be a rock and never roll. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening in.
Please don't take it.